It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be here in Georgia with me. You could be hanging out in Western Virginia. Not West Virginia, but Western Virginia. Thank you to my folks in California, my people in Boise, my people in Oklahoma, Texas, Minneapolis, Wisconsin, Maine, Toronto, Hawaii. I'm naming cities and states, wherever the hell you at. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and a smart speaker. Ask that speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Boom! We pop right on up. What a busy day. And what a busy show we've already had. We've been hanging out for 1 hour, and we have more. How about this? It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a guest coming through. Antoine Staley from the New York Daily News is going to join us next hour to talk New York Jets because they're a joke. That's where we open up the show. Talking about Hassan Reddick. This man was traded from the Eagles to the Jets for a third round pick. Could be a second round pick. And reportedly, he said he was going to show up to work so he can work on a new contract. He has not showed up to work, and the New York Jets have said, we ain't giving you a new contract until you show up to work, or at least negotiate. Saquon Barkley said he feels disrespected by the New York Giants. Get over it. Kevin Durant feels disrespected by Nike. You can't even play on Team USA. Hickey, does that even make more sense now? He can't even play for Team USA because he got a bad calf. Like, why they want to put a bad calf man in there? Come on.
Yeah, I would agree with that part. I mean, bigger things to worry about if you're KD than maybe if you were in or out of a commercial.
Yeah, get over it. This man is on TV every... Hickey, he's on TV every day. He's been on TV winning championships. He's one of the most famous basketball players of all time. He has a history of being hurt more recently, but come on now, get over it. Disrespected. You know, since, let's get this out the way. There's another guy who feels disrespected. Or he felt disrespected. He felt so damn disrespected that he had to go cross country to sign a brand new deal with another team. That is Paul George of the Philadelphia 76ers. Oh, my God, the Los Angeles Clippers won't give me a Kawhi deal. They won't give me 130, 150 for 3 years with a no-trade clause. So much disrespect. I'm going to take the Sixers' money. 4 years, $212 million. You know what? Let's get to Paul George in the next break. Because I've had enough of people feeling disrespected. I got to give Brandon Ayuk credit. Brandon Ayuk actually showed up to work today. And Paul George hasn't been sitting around on social media whining and crying. Brandon Ayuk has followed the high school, I don't know, Hickey, senior, junior, sophomore, freshman?
Sophomore, let's say.
Yeah, Brandon Ayuk has been following the high school sophomore playbook for whining and bitching and moaning and complaining. He has. Thinking that going on social media is going to solve his problems. Boo. Who? Susie doesn't want to date me anymore. Bobby doesn't like me. Jimmy won't go to the prom with me. My teacher didn't give me a 98. All I got was a 97. Brandon Ayuk is one of the best wide receivers in the game. Brandon Ayuk is not the best. He ain't Justin Jefferson. He ain't Jamar Chase. But he is the best wide receiver on a team, the San Francisco 49ers, that are expected and have been competing for Super Bowls. And it's just like, damn it, when are y'all going to win one? Come on, help me out. Brandon Ayuk, he's been contributing. He's been helping out. 1,300 yards, 7 touchdowns last year. This man is still in the prime of his career, 26, 27 years old. He just wants his money. He wants his payday. You got Justin Jefferson, and he's finishing up his rookie deal, too, Brandon Ayuk is. He wants his bread. He's like, man, Justin Jefferson getting 35. Amon-Ra St. Brown, these guys in the 28 and 30 range. Even Waddle got a deal. So Brandon Ayuk went online, complained, FaceTiming his best friend. Hey, Jaden, come get me. Bring me to the Commanders. They don't want me here in San Francisco. Oh, no, they don't want me. They don't love me. Brandon Ayuk putting up practice footage from the Commanders. Oh, please trade me. The 49ers do not have to move this man. And who wants to move a guy who can haul in 1,300 yards and 7 to 10 touchdowns a game? Who wants to move somebody like that? Nobody. Unless you are Antonio Brown. Why would anybody want to cut bait with somebody who could produce like that? You'd have to be you-know-what crazy to say, all right, we're just going to trade you. They drafted Ricky Pearsall out of Florida. They have his future replacement. They ain't got to pay nothing for him. And so today, in a shocker, in a world where everybody feels disrespected, Brandon Ayuk showed up to work, just like myself and Hickey. Hassan Reddick not at work. Aaron Rodgers at work. Again, JR and Hickey at work. Brandon Ayuk, disrespected, showed up to work. You think this man was going to take the, $50,000 fine every day? Of course not. He has no leverage, which made everything that he did and said ridiculous. And I don't know, is he not going to practice? Is he going to sit around and watch Tom and Jerry and eat peanut butter jelly sandwiches like while the guys are practicing? I have no idea. Hickey, what are some other cartoons he could watch?
SpongeBob.
Oh, SpongeBob. Brandon,
what's going on?
Brandon Ayuk looks like he actually enjoys SpongeBob. He does. I don't know what somebody who looks like they enjoy SpongeBob looks like, but I think he would.
He fits the bill.
SpongeBob, how old is SpongeBob? 20 years old at this point?
I feel like even older than that.
No.
Was he around when you were growing up?
Disrespectful. Disrespectful. Disrespectful question.
Back in the old days?
No. SpongeBob was, he came on towards, I guess, when I was like high school or something like that. I don't know. I put it to you this way. SpongeBob made the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and that's when I knew he arrived. And at that point, 1999. Yeah, I was in high school, man. I was okay. I was past that.
So 25 years he's been around.
Damn,
still kicking.
He did. First aired on Nickelodeon as a sneak peek. 1999 Kids' Choice Awards. Well, you want to know? That's about as old as Brandon Ayuk. Okay, Hickey? And I think that'd be accurate. Brandon Ayuk, he likes SpongeBob. I bet you if you ask him, he does. He grew up with it. Like, I grew up with The Simpsons, and they're still around. How about that? Anyway, why are they still on TV? When's the last time you saw an episode of The Simpsons?
A long time ago.
And South Park is still on TV, too, isn't it?
That it is.
People still watch South Park? Somebody has to, right? I don't know. Like, how are these things still on TV and I don't know anybody? Maybe it's not for me. I don't know. Anyway, let's listen to the boss of Brandon Ayuk. I'm pretty sure he doesn't like that terminology. But let's listen to somebody who used to crack skulls in the NFL. This man was a skull cracker. John Lynch, he spoke to the media today and he repeated the same damn thing that he's been saying for months. I know Brandon Ayuk asked for a trade last week, but you want to know what I plan on doing with Brandon Ayuk? This, listen.
We fully intend on Brandon being a Niner moving forward. We're always open to listen to things. But like I said, we expect Brandon to be an integral part of our team like he has been, and excited about that.
What the hell else was he going to say? Nothing. This is comical at this point. Comical. He requested a trade last week. To what? Out of the NFL? Like, the Niners got no reason to move him. He's on the last year of his rookie deal, and if he doesn't show up, he doesn't get paid. And if he wants to get paid, he has to show up and work. It's ridiculous all the way around. I wonder what stunt Brandon Ayuk is going to decide to just pull off next. Hickey, Brandon, you know those airplanes that you can fly over the anywhere? I think he's going to do that, Hickey.
Oh, like with the banner behind?
Yeah. What should it say? Is it going to just be like, pay me, or what's the deal?
Pay Ayuk? Yeah, I was going to say like something rhyming would be cool, but you really can't rhyme much with Ayuk.
Ayuk. You can use I. I don't know what rhymes with uke. Anything? Nothing, right? Nothing.
Fluke, but I don't know how you'd work that into a positive.
Oh, fluke. Yeah, no, nothing. Just pay Ayuk. That rhymes. Makes sense. I think it rhymes.
Yeah, simple enough. Keep it simple. I think you're right about that. Pay Ayuk in big letters.
Pay Ayuk.
A few exclamation points.
You know, in a lot of cases, and this should also let Brandon Ayuk know something. In a lot of cases, like the fans who do that on your behalf. Like there'll be some rich guy who says, this is ridiculous. There'll be some rich guy who says, I'll pay the, I don't know, $5,000-$10,000 to run this over the air, you know, during the practice for 30 minutes to an hour. I'll pay it out of my pocket. This man is playing in Silicon Valley, doesn't even have the support of a local to do that on his behalf. Brandon Ayuk has no choice but to sit around, be a good soldier, and suck it up. Go out there and play, man. You want that money? And show up and earn it. Anyway, speaking of showing up and earning the money, Amari Cooper. This is also another wide receiver. What else is new? Everybody wants new money. Justin Jefferson's getting new bread. Last year, Amari Cooper with a, I don't want to say who's who. Joe Flacco did show up to help save them at the end of the year. This man had 1,200 yards and 5 touchdowns. He's still one of the best wide receivers in the game. He wants a new contract extension. He's in the final year of his deal. He didn't show up for minicamp, but they did agree to restructure his contract. They're guaranteeing $20 million out of the remaining 25 on his contract. So at least that makes him happy, but no long-term deal for Amari Cooper. And Amari Cooper, you would think that they would need this man into the future. At least they only need him this year. With Deshaun Watson reportedly back from his busted up broken shoulder. Cleveland Browns got not a chance in hell if Deshaun Watson isn't playing like he did at the back end of his tenure in Houston. It's crazy how time flies. Hickey, there was a time where I thought that there were going to be people standing outside the Brown Stadium protesting this guy being on the team. But who cares, right? Time fixes everything.
That it does. That is the hard truth about really life in general, but especially sports.
Yeah, time fixes everything. Michael Vick was let back into the league.
That he was. Yeah, he did the time, but that he was.
Oh, he did. And there was still people. Do you want to lock the guy up forever? Like, nobody can get a set. Nobody gets a second chance. I mean, sheesh. I mean, we've seen people do awful things to all living creatures, and Michael Vick has to serve hard time forever. End up being a positive influence on society. Shout-outs to Mike Vick. Great guy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Just what a day. Everybody, all business. Everybody can make so much money and still be so damn angry. Hassan Reddick wants money. Saquon Barkley disrespected. Kevin Durant disrespected. Brandon Ayuk disrespected. Shows up to work. Amari Cooper disrespected. Gets his contract pushed up. At least some of the guaranteed money. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, you know, I mentioned Paul George. He felt disrespected and got a bigger deal. What a sad, sad world. Paul George got the type of disrespect that I wish I got. In the form of $212 million. Paul George introduced today as the newest member of the Philadelphia 76ers. We'll hear from Paul George on the other side of the break. And I'm going to tell you exactly where I think the Sixers are going to go. Oh, I'll leave you in suspense. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to tell you about Paul George had his introductory press conference with the Philadelphia 76ers this afternoon. Paul George, certainly at the peak and prime of his career, known for his defense. Well, now I'm going to tell you about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are their mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. How about this? Yankees lefty Carlos Rodon. This man got busy yesterday afternoon. Offense is the best defense, or at least when you're pitching, you're on defense. He struck out 10 guys over 7 innings. 10 guys over 7 innings. He allowed one run as the Yankees won 9-1. 10th win of the season. Fourth most W's in the American League. Not too shabby for a guy who gets kind of smacked around as being trash. Yankee people, Yankee fans hate this guy. They hate his guts. Hate his guts anyway. Speaking of hating people's guts, welcome to Philadelphia, Paul George. Paul George rejecting contract overtures from the Los Angeles Clippers, which he found to be disrespectful. What a shock. This man said he wanted the same contract as Kawhi Leonard, and the Los Angeles Clippers said, no. And then he asked for a no-trade clause, and then the Clippers said, no. And so what did Paul George do? He got a bigger deal. 4 years, $212 million. Moving from Los Angeles, his home. He teamed up with Kawhi Leonard with the sole intent of playing in Los Angeles. And by the way, Paul George is from Palmdale. Shout outs to everybody listening in Southern California. If you're not familiar with Palmdale, I have been out there, okay? I've been there. Place is the desert. It's like once you get out of L.A., it's like here's the desert. Now you're in Palmdale. And shout outs to Hickey. Have you ever been out there? You have been in Palmdale?
No, I haven't been.
I'll say it again, Hickey. It is the desert, okay? You could lie and tell somebody they're in, I don't know. You could say, hey, I'm in Arizona. They wouldn't know. No, it's the desert.
Was that just straight east?
Yeah. You just go straight east, out towards, going out towards Vegas. And once you get outside of kind of Los Angeles, the city part of it, let's just say things start to get a little dusty, okay? Things get a little dusty. They get a little red. They get a little brown. You're in the desert. It's like the last stop out of L.A. in the desert before you disappear from civilization and just look at just dust and mountains and hills and the desert. Anyway, he's a long way from that. He's in Philadelphia now. Ain't no desert out there. There's college students, doctor's offices, hospitals, and angry people. Welcome to Philadelphia. And then there's the river. Welcome to Philly. You're a long way from the desert, Paul George. But he's getting $212 million. And so today, Paul George, he had a fancy press conference, wore a fancy shirt, stood around with his family. Hickey, did you see the photos, the video with him and his family?
I only saw him with the jersey holding up with like the Sixers front office. I did not see the George family, no.
I have never seen. It's like they took a family portrait when he arrived. It's like he had everybody out there. Everybody.
Extended family. Grandma, grandpa, mom, right. Dad.
So there were young kids. There were older people. There was one lady I assume was his wife and the wife and their kids. And I don't know whose other people's kids there were. And then I assume two other people, the older people, were his parents. And I'm just like, is this a jersey signing or is this a family reunion? I don't know.
And maybe both.
Maybe. They're
two
all
for one.
I mean, for $212 million, I want to go for the trip, too. It's like, what are we doing? Anyway, big family, God bless them. I hope everybody's happy to be in Philadelphia. Let's once again, besides the fact that the Clippers didn't offer him a lot of money, Paul George explaining to the world why he signed with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Everything just aligned perfectly. Where they're at and where they're trying to go and where I'm trying to get to as well. I think we got a real legitimate shot. I've always been a fan of Tyrese and Joel from afar. And Joel has secretly been one of my closest all-star game friends. And so, you know, it kind of felt inevitable that at some point we would link up and be teammates. So, you know, I'm all in. My family's here all in, and I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this next opportunity.
He could build his own basketball team with his family. So many of them showed up. If it doesn't work out with the Sixers, he can start his own team. By the way, this is the same Paul George who said in his podcast, I never wanted to leave the Clippers. Never wanted to leave. Until they didn't pay him. And then he's like, I got to travel cross country. I got to go from Los Angeles, the desert, to Philadelphia. Yeah, he did. Now, here's the other bad news for the Sixers. Does anybody think that this is going to work out? I'm so happy that Paul George has an all-star friend in Joel Embiid. I'm so happy. Are y'all going to be sitting in a rehab room together? Or are y'all going to be playing basketball? If I am Tyrese Maxey, I'm just saying, man, I'm already the best player on the team. He is. Tyrese Maxey is. Joel Embiid might be MVP this and MVP that. Joel Embiid ain't reliable. You got to rely on Tyrese Maxey because the guy is 23 years old. And speaking of people showing up to work, Tyrese Maxey is going to show up to work. Paul George ain't getting any younger. This is the same Paul George who broke his leg. God bless him. He's gone on to have an amazing career. He was an all-star last year. Paul George is fragile, people. I hope he's healthy. People in Philadelphia will be destroying Paul George if he can't play. He's going to turn 35. If the Philadelphia 76ers go to the playoffs and have a decent season, Paul George is going to turn 35. Joel Embiid is already 30 years old. And if I got to compare Joel Embiid to any player or anybody, he's like Humpty Dumpty. I don't know how Humpty Dumpty ends, but I know they keep putting him back together again. But as many times you keep falling, eventually he's going to need crutches and a cane and scotch tape. This is what's holding Joel Embiid together at this point in his career. And Joel Embiid, this guy is under contract through 2027. It is 2024. He is going to make $60 million in the last year of that contract. $60 million. Is Joel Embiid going to be making $60 million on a basketball court, or is he going to be sitting around on the bench or in the rehab room? Come on now. This is, I'm not going to say a disaster, because if you're the Sixers, what else are you going to do? You got to go for it, right? You got to bring in somebody else for when Joel Embiid goes down, they can help out, and that's Paul George. He's going to do better than Tobias Harris. I don't know what happened to that guy. It fell off the face of the earth. But that's not going to help them beat the Celtics. Not going to help them beat the New York Knicks. And I got to be honest, if Maxey, Embiid, and Paul George are healthy, am I picking them to beat the Celtics still? Nope. I have reservations as to whether or not Paul George and Embiid are going to be healthy enough in long stretches of time where it actually matters. They'll be good enough to go to the playoffs, not good enough to win a championship. And if I got to look at recent history specifically with Joel Embiid is not going to make it through no postseason. Will it be a broken face? Will it be a broken hand? Will it be a busted up? I'm supposed to think his knees are going to get better. You're going to tear meniscus. Hickey, how many times can you tear a meniscus? At a certain point, there's none in there.
Ask Lonzo Ball. That's why he had to get someone else's meniscus. He ran out of his.
We don't even know if his. A basketball player in the NBA has a donor meniscus. Come on. They feel so strongly about his meniscus, they went and got Josh Giddey. Joel Embiid is 7 feet tall. He's a little bit taller than that, too, by the way. I don't even want to know how much he weighs. Hickey, what do you think he sits down and eats for dinner? If you're Joel Embiid, You eat like a whole chicken for dinner, right? You have to.
A whole bag of rice? If you want to keep it on the healthy side?
A whole bag of rice? The big one you put on your shoulder?
No. Okay, like, you know, right. You go to the store, like, you know, Uncle Ben's, the box of rice. That's usually the family size. Like, you know, that's like meant to be like two or three servings. I think he would probably down that himself.
Yeah, a whole pot of rice. A pot.
Okay, well, see, yes, fine. A whole pot of rice.
Joel Embiid is eating a whole chicken. A pot of rice. And then he had to have some greenery. What does he have in there with it, right? What is he doing? Broccoli? I don't know.
Do you think he's a green guy? I don't know.
He looks kind of hefty, man. I don't know. He doesn't look like he's eating food to thin out. A heavy dude.
He seems like him and Al Michaels would be on the no vegetable diet.
Is that Al Michaels who doesn't like vegetables?
Oh, that's him. How old is he?
Maybe he got something, maybe he knows something we don't. Al Michaels got to be, I'm guessing, off the top of my head, Al Michaels is either 77 or 81. What do we got here? Let's see. Here we go, magic number. I was in the middle. He's going to be 80 in November. He's 79.
Still working. So maybe the no veggies is working.
Is he still working? Did he get demoted to like Amazon or something? What is he doing?
Well, he's still working technically.
Oh.
We can have a discussion about the broadcast quality of the games he's working.
Oh crap!
Compared to past,
who's doing better, him or Hubie Brown?
Hubie's running laps around him right now.
Let me relax on Hubie. I was about to say something that's I cannot say. Hubie still shows up and does his job. He does a damn good job at it.
Okay. You would never know his age if you just listened to his broadcast.
We need to sit down, Hubie Brown and Joel Embiid, at lunch before the game and see what they eat. Hubie has three peas and I don't know.
He is thin. He does not seem like he eats a whole hell of a lot.
Man doesn't look like he eats anything.
Probably goes food shopping once a month.
He goes food shopping?
Someone in that house does. Maybe Peapod to deliver?
I really need to have an understanding. I'm going to ask somebody who would know. How does Hubie Brown operate? The man is almost 100 years old, and he's calling NBA games once a week. Is he doing one game a week or two?
I think one, but it's also like sometimes a later game. Like, he's moving around. It's not just like, I'm only going to stay in like one pocket of the U.S. He's kind of branching out. West Conference, Western Conference, Eastern Conference.
This guy is, he's 90 years old. He's going to be 91 in September. This man is getting on planes, walking through the airports, traveling, going to the hotels, watching. Hubie Brown for president. That's all I got to say, okay? If Hubie Brown could do all of this, then let Hubie Brown be president. Why the hell not? Why not? Marco Belletti, isn't that ridiculous? Like what Hubie's doing? What he's done?
Man, I couldn't do that now. 91? Ridiculous.
He's calling NBA. That's a lot of work. You don't just, they don't just roll him out of bed and put him on TV. Like, he has to know what's going on.
He watches film, too. When he's breaking it down, this is not the first time he's seen them run their offense, run their defense. He's watching film when he's not calling a game.
But it's all the other stuff. It's the logistics and the production work and the prep and the travel.
You're right, but that's the physical. I'm talking about the mental. He's sharp as a tack, man.
Yeah, but it's the physical at 90, 91.
Yo, man.
Doing this.
91, it's both.
Walking around arenas, walking around.
Yeah.
You think they're putting Hubie Brown on a private plane?
Yeah, no. They love Hubie, but no.
At least first class?
Yeah, they love Hubie, but no. I mean, come on.
First class. Is he sitting next to me and you on a plane?
Bro, no, but it's first. But still, they get the cart for him, right?
Is it Comfort Plus? A little in the middle? Yeah.
Love and money are two different things. Yeah. There's a line that gets drawn at some point, and it's Hubie, faster than you think.
Hubie Brown gets the wheelchair from the plane to the...
Come on!
What?
Is that where he gets his three P's from?
What? No, he gets the wheelchair assistance from the plane to the Uber, the limousine. Come on.
Is that when they give him a breadstick or no?
No, stop it.
This is breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Come on. No. You think he's walking from the plane all the way to the to the car? Come on. No.
I would think so. He seems like he could. He seems like he's in shape.
Bruh. Man, if I make it to 91. if I make it to 91. I don't know if I want to walk any. I don't want to walk now. I walk now and I go, my knee is limping. Like, why is this happening? Like, 91? This man has stood up on sidelines his whole life. God bless him. God bless Hubie Brown. Almost 91 years old. Hubie Brown for president. I'm not joking. He could do good. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. We come back. Hubie Brown, he's been around. He's seen a lot. 90 years old. I can tell you something Hubie Brown hasn't seen. It's going to be something new at both Wisconsin and Michigan. Also, it has to do with the Big Ten. Yeah, Hubie Brown hasn't seen anything. I'll tell you about it on the other side.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy the Rinse Straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, the game is, he's all about Los Angeles. Not the desert where Paul George is from, not the desert. Shout out to everybody in Palmdale. And shout outs to the game. Man hasn't made music in like 20 years, relevant music, I'd say. Anyway, but this man gets mad at me. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, right before the break, talked about Paul George and his new contract in Los Angeles, well, leaving Los Angeles, going to Philadelphia, $212 million. And then I'm like, everybody on the Sixers, I don't trust these guys. They're old. Paul George isn't old per se. He's kind of basketball old, especially given his injuries. He's 34 years old. There's no way in hell, unless he's hurt, that he's going to be on the Sixers at the end of this deal. 38 years old, Paul George, no thanks. Joel Embiid is 30 years old. He's under contract until 2027. The last year is a player option at $60 million. Hickey, how many games is he going to play in that year? That final year, his contract. He's going to opt in, of course, because he's probably going to be hurt on the way there.
I will say 28.
Oh, my God.
Barring, of course, a massive technological advance where he could basically get, you know, almost like a robotic body, new knees, new legs, maybe, you know, a new jaw if his face gets hit again.
Damn.
And all of a sudden, like, he's a new player.
Well, you know, have you seen the surgery? They have leg extensions now. You see that? He doesn't need that.
What?
You can be taller if you want to.
Stop it.
No, I'm not joking. They can break your legs.
Oh my God. I'm already out.
They extend your, I don't know, is it your tibia? In your shins, below your knee, they can extend it. What? You don't want to? No, not me. I'm not doing that. I'm shorter than you. I'm not doing that.
How does that work? Like,
I just told you how.
I mean, like, once the surgery happens.
Yeah.
Like, your body is used to, like, it's built for your height. Now all of a sudden your body's gonna wake up and now it's like 6 inches taller. Now you go from like 5'7" to 6'1". Your body's like, the ligaments are not built to stretch that much, right? Like, am I?
Are you sure? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know.
Limb lengthening surgery.
That sounds awful.
Oh, no. Okay, this one is different. Can treat or reduce or correct limb length discrepancies. Okay, some people need that, okay? But that's not what I'm referring to.
Right. This is like more cosmetic.
Ah, yes, correct. Absolutely. Leg lengthening surgery. What to know?
What?
Yeah, I'm on WebMD. I'm a doctor.
FAQs. Stuff.
Yeah. The procedure is done slowly, usually over many weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
This gives your leg bones, like the femur and tibia, and soft tissue muscles, time to do. Get this stupid ads out of here, man. I can't even read an article. Stop seeing this ad. I'm not interested. Get out of here. We'll try not to show the ad again. I'm trying to do a radio show here, and Google's messing up the radio show. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Okay, it's done over time. Soft tissues like muscles, skin, and nerves, the time to increase in length gradually so that things get longer. There you go. Everything gets longer. You can decide to lengthen either the tibia or the femur. Another option is to lengthen both bones. The two bones will lengthen at different times, usually weeks up to a year apart. Okay, all right. It could take several months. Yeah, I'm not doing this, Hickey. I got no interest.
I mean, you have to relearn how to walk? I feel like that's like what it sounds like.
Typically, you can lengthen the bone by 1 inch each month.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Consolidation. This is the last stage. The new bone begins to get harder, thicker, and solid. How much taller will leg lengthening surgery make you? During one lengthening cycle, the bone may grow up to 2 inches. Okay.
Hmm.
Who gets this surgery? Okay.
Is there any answers on that?
Adults who are short and want to add a few inches to their height. And then, you know, other people who have had issues, you know, with their bones and limbs. What are the risks? A joint dislocation, blood vessel injury, bone infection, nerve damage. Bone forms too soon or it's delayed. Bone doesn't attach. Oh, well, damn.
Yeah, just some small side effects. Nothing to worry about too much.
Okay, here we go. The price might depend on your location, the doctor you choose. It can cost between basically $100K and $300K.
That sounds right.
For just to grow 2 inches. Imagine you get the surgery and women still don't like you.
I mean, how many women out there are actually truly crossing men off their list based on height alone?
Well, I think some women, some women are looking for athletes, or you know what I'm saying?
And so no matter how tall you are, it's not going to work.
Well,
you know,
I don't know. I mean, if you're 5, I don't even know. If you're 5'6", is it worth it now being 5'8"? If you're 5'3", does it make a difference to be 5'5"? I don't know.
If you're 5'10", do you really have to go to 6 feet?
I don't know. I guess, look, it's not like somebody going to wake up and add 5 inches to that height. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't.
Imagine your friend did that. Like one day you see him, he's like, whoa. He's like 40 years old. Where did this growth spurt come from?
No, yeah, is this like an episode of Little Rascals? Am I looking at two people standing on their shoulders? Like, what is this right now? Anyway, Joel Embiid doesn't need that, but he needs a new body.
Like, maybe limb reduction, so there's less body for him to get hurt.
Too late.
Break his legs and only give him half a leg.
We already established Joel Embiid is eating one full chicken, one pot of rice. And we have not established what vegetable he's eating. But that man can eat, okay? That's a big dude. Why doesn't he lose weight? I mean, and I've heard this. Didn't Keith Pump, he was here with it. Didn't he say he has a chef?
Yes, he did say that.
What is a chef making? Burgers? Fries?
He cut out Shirley Temple, so at least his sugar intake is going down. That's something.
You know what I saw in the room here, and I had to do a double take? In the kitchen where they tried to sell me the $9 kombucha.
Oh, yeah.
I saw an upside down. Somebody, I guess, flipped it over to the side, and I was like, they didn't want it. I saw a honey bun. And I just walked by and pouring water because I'm drinking water, okay? I'm trying to drink water. I drink water. And I look over. I go, that's a honey bun. The back of the package. I was shocked, and maybe I shouldn't be. It said the honey bun was 550 calories.
Oh,
I'm like, it's bread. It's sugar bread. I get it. But that much? A 550? Like, if I had a bowl of vegetables, I don't think I'd pass 200 calories. This thing is 550? What is it? Pump full of what? I don't know. Sugar and glaze? That's it?
Well, and preservatives, right? I mean, those things, I'm sure. I've been in that vending machine for months. Oh. Dare we say years?
Well, this is what Joel Embiid is eating. A whole chicken, a pot of rice, honey buns on the side. Like, it's just, look, I ain't nobody to talk. But when you're a professional athlete, and I get it, everybody's still a human. Notorious B.I.G. said more money, more problems. Zion Williamson, they have openly talked about his issues with eating, right? I like to eat. I love to eat. I don't look like Zion. And some people, they don't eat a lot, and they can't shed weight. Everybody's body and metabolism and shape and genetics. Everybody's different. But to be a professional athlete at the highest of levels, Joel Embiid can't do a little bit better to preserve his body? Like, he's a big dude. He's big and he's strong. He ain't no just fat blob out there. But you can see the weight on him. He can thin up. He didn't look like that when he came in, and I don't expect anybody to look the same at 20 as they do at 30. But look at the body transformation. I get it. And everybody can't be Giannis. That guy's changed his body. It's a lot of that's genetics, but Joel Embiid, bicycle, treadmill, no weight elliptical, something, man. So is Joel Embiid's body going to last to 2027? I doubt it. Body has basically hardly made it through his 20s. Good luck to the Sixers. Good luck to him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk some football. We're going to talk about the Big Ten, which is no longer 10 teams. We're going to talk about the NFL. They're trying to move on from 17 games to make it 18. Hickey, see, everybody's trying to go bigger, man. People trying to get taller. They're trying to make the seasons longer. It's a shame. We'll talk about it all on the other side. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.